Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
At the Montana Family Foundation, we spend our days immersed in public policy, fighting for religious freedom and upholding traditional family values. Our attorneys are active in the courts, our government relations team is active in the Capitol, and our media relations team is on the airwaves, all in an effort to protect those God-ordained values that our ancestors fought for and that we continue to hold dear. We don't do it simply to uphold tradition, for what good is tradition without a goal or purpose behind it? We do it because embedded in these traditions are those solid bedrock principles that lead to a strong, safe, and secure society, which is the best place to raise our kids. Embedded in these traditions is also the concept of absolute truth, the truth of God's existence, the truth of God's love, and the truth of God's wrath, which is something we don't like to talk about. And wrapped up in all of it is the overarching principle that a nation that blesses God will be blessed, and a nation that curses God will be cursed. I, for one, would rather be blessed, but we as a nation are on the wrong track. For the past 50 years, we've been running from God, thumbing our nose at God, and cursing God. We've sown the wind, and it appears that we're about to reap the whirlwind. Every institution ordained by God is under attack. Our families are falling apart, divorce is at an all-time high, and out-of-wedlock births are skyrocketing. Churches are under attack from within and without. Pastors are overworked and undervalued, attendance is down, giving is down, and many churches have embraced a social feel-good gospel that bears little resemblance to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And finally, our government is under attack, mainly from within. At the federal level, our government is filled with people afraid to talk about what makes this country great. They try to be good global citizens and embrace on a global scale a secular humanist mentality that says that truth is relative, everyone is basically good, and no one should tell anyone else how to live. At the United Nations, this has resulted in the United States being placed on an even playing field with countries that allow child slavery, that persecute their own citizens, and that act as brokerage houses for weapons of mass destruction. It's time that we open our eyes and demand more of ourselves. It's time that we turn back from this precipice, and it's time that we turn back to God and beg His forgiveness. As we prepare to celebrate Easter, we're reminded once again of God's redemptive power. First in terms of salvation for anyone who would believe, but also for families and nations who would confess their sins and turn back to Him. It's happened before, and it can happen again. And yes, even for churches who have lost their way, who have exchanged the saving power of God's true gospel for a watered-down version that seeks not to offend. The good news of Easter is the promise of love, the promise of redemption, and the promise of restoration. Just like the father of the prodigal son who saw his son returning when he was still a long way off, God longs to see us restored, first as individuals, then as families and churches, and even nations. It's His heart cry, and it should be ours as well. For the staff of the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy wishing you and your family a happy and blessed Easter.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.